Welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast today, the very summery venue of Manchester. It is potentially like the warmest day of the year, and here we are stuck inside. The air conditioning going is like it's almost cold in here, but let's not complain about that. Got a new guest with me. Do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us who you are.
Yeah, my name's Ben. I'm Sales and Partnerships Manager for I Love Manchester.
Do you love Manchester?
I genuinely love Manchester.
I would hope that's the first question you get asked on your interview for anyone who arrives for a job at I Love Manchester.
That's really, really true. And actually, that hopefully came really, really across in my interview, is that when you're a company that is doing something like we do, it's really important that you have a passion, that you have something that you can show that really makes people understand that you know how much you care about their message. And so businesses that want to work with us at I Love Manchester, they want to tap into our voice and that feeling that just our logo can give you, I Love Manchester. And it's really important for someone like me to be able to get that across.
So you're touching actually on the first thing that I wanted to ask you, because there is something very Manchester about the concept of I Love Manchester. I don't know if other cities could necessarily do, like I've never seen an I Love Stoke or anything like that. But there's a spirit and a feel to Manchester that's kind of quite unique. I say this as someone, I don't live here, but I live fairly close by,
yeah.
Spend quite a lot of time here. It does have a kind of a brand identity as a city and as a greater city area that most places don't have. For what you do, is that a positive? Does that help you in your job, or does that kind of give you certain challenges?
I think it helps, truthfully, because when people come to us, they have recognized the brand and they want to tap into that feeling. You know, I Love Manchester is a very clear, recognized logo. But it's not just a logo. Like I said, it's a feeling. When you see it, there's something in you that moves you. Maybe it's a memory. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a campaign that I Love Manchester has done. Or maybe it's just because you utilize us so often for our positive media or for our listings. But I think businesses that come to us, they recognize that. And so in a way, it does make it a little bit easier. The other thing that's really, really important that when businesses work with us is that they tap into what we're all about, which is civic pride, but also community, also sustainability, and also being charitable. We only work with partners that are invested in the same things that we're invested in, and that's the only way that we can align our values, and I think that's what our audience comes to us for and why.
You said something brilliant a few seconds ago where I'm slightly paraphrasing, where you said it's not just a logo, it's not just a name, it's a feeling. That's what brands should be in my mind, that, you know, when you interact with a brand, even if it's, you know, the brand of toilet cleaner that you use, whatever it is, you know, it's not just about the logo's good or it smells nice. Like there's the feeling of my bathroom's really clean. I'm really proud of my bathroom. Like something like a good brand should make you feel something. So I kind of feel like there's a lot that brands could learn from the way that you've kind of positioned your brand.
Yeah.
And that's really interesting. Does it allow you to take more risks in some of the things that you do? Because it is quite an unusual brand in a lot of ways.
In terms of risk, well, yeah, I think there's certain aspects where we can take risks because we've got a really trusted local audience. So if we do something that's a little bit left of center or something that is new, I think our audience does trust us to say it's coming with a place of being authentic and it's genuine. And because of that trust that we've built up over 15 years, by the way, I think that's where we would be allowed to. But I think the bigger point, if you're trying to make when it comes to maybe wider businesses taking risks that want to advertise within Greater Manchester, what I would say is don't just think you can come into Greater Manchester and stick a worker bee on your logo or a Tony Wilson quote. If you want to get to know the people of Greater Manchester, you need to ingratiate yourself with a business, a partner, someone like I Love Manchester, who is in the thick of it. You know, Mancunians are more than just the worker bee and, you know, Oasis and Eccles Cake. You know, all of these things, we are these things, but we're also, you know, we're full of humor. We're full of humility. We care about what, you know, what's real and what's going on in society, and we're really passionate people. And so I think it's really important for businesses when they want to come into Manchester and they want to spread a message, is that they find the right funnel in order to do that, or lens. And so that might be working with someone like ourselves at I Love Manchester, because who has a trust of the local audience.
Yeah.
But also it might just mean taking a little bit more time to invest in what's going on in that local community. We go back to the values I mentioned before. You know, look at what local charities need supporting. And maybe there's an opportunity to volunteer. You know, someone, again, like ourselves, because we've got such connections with across the entire Greater Manchester community, even if it's that you don't want an advertising campaign with us, but you want a gateway into Greater Manchester, we can provide that advice. We can say, these are some charities that we think you could work with. This is some local community projects that could really, really do with your support. And actually, they might get the return on investment for free, because we, if it's such a good story, that is the type of story that our audience wants to know about and wants to hear about, and that's what we celebrate. Now, once they see how popular or how well that might travel across to our audience, then they might come back to us and go, do you know what? That went so, so well. We'd like to maybe book it and do an advertising campaign with you.
That makes sense. I feel there's a lot that brands can learn from pretty much everything that you've just said, really, in terms of... So another example of this idea of just going in without really understanding a thing. So Pride Month, I think, is another example where brands think, yeah, we'll stick a rainbow background on our logo and that's a great... And I think that's probably more damaging to brands than actually doing good. Because I want to know, well, what are you doing then? What do you do? You know, what are your internal policies that are specifically catering towards LGBT plus people? Mm-hmm. What else do you do? What do you support in your community? Or actually, do you just stick a post out on social media on the first of the month and give yourself a pat on the back and a tick in the box? That's worse. And, you know, it's the same as if you just think, oh, we'll come to Manchester and stick a worker bee on our logo. No, that's not good enough. I can sense from what you've said as to exactly why brands would want to align with you. And you've touched on this a little bit. But of course, you know, if a brand does come along and work in partnership with you, that's great. But they are going to expect to see some return on that. So how do you track that? What do you do in terms of return on investment for the people that you do go into partnership with?
In terms of tracking, just first of all, I guess, you know, all of our clients will get things like unique URLs in order to actually track the actual data. Okay. They then also have a dedicated campaign manager who is their point of contact for the entirety of the campaign. But what's really good and what we're really passionate about at I Love Manchester is that leads way beyond the campaign. And so our campaign manager may continue to give them results long after the campaign has ended in order for them to really understand how much impact it's had. And I think that's often why we get retainer clients or coming back to us, because they've had that support. I'd say the thing that's most important beyond the data, which we can always give data, is that we, every single week, typically on a Tuesday, well, it's every Tuesday, we have our entire team sits down and has a meeting whereby we talk about every single campaign that we're currently running, and we look at every single aspect and say, how can we make this better for our client? Every single week we do that. And typically, if there's anything that needs changing, or maybe there's a web banner which hasn't had as many clicks as we thought, so we will typically invest in changing it. So whether that be photography, whether that be editorially, whether that be visually with video content or what have you, we'll say that's not necessarily performing. And typically, it'll be no extra cost to the client, because we want the client to get the best out of whatever campaign they've asked for. We want that return on investment to be visible.
Yeah.
So by the end of the campaign, they can say, everything we've asked for, we've gotten and more. And again, that's typically why we get so many retainers and people that come back to us, because we really, really, really do care about ensuring that our client gets the best of everything that we do.
Can I ask your opinion on landing pages? So I read something a couple of weeks ago, someone boldly claiming landing pages are dead. I'm guessing it's probably a thing that you've done or do. Do you have opinions on landing pages?
Well, I'd say, first of all, sometimes people will expect, if they've purchased a campaign, that immediately they're going to get thousands and thousands of views and then immediately go to their direct landing page. Now, that's probably the case with a business like ours. And if you've got a video, a reel that's gone onto our social media, then people will go directly to your landing page. However, if it's not simple and has a clear call to action, then never mind the thousands of people, one person isn't going to be able to understand what's going on that page. So that's really important that that message is got right. Now, to be fair, we do work with our clients in order to ensure that is landing well. But I would ask brands to have a think of that during the campaign process, before whilst building a campaign, in order to ensure that the right message is hitting at the right time and it's really, really clear and simple for their client. The other thing that I would mention is that impact isn't just, you know, immediate. And actually, something that we do at I Love Manchester, we don't just really offer a campaign which is, you know, just an editorial or just a reel, which we can certainly do. But what we prefer to do is layer in content. So it might be newsletter inclusion, what's on guide inclusion, listing. There might be an editorial done with it, video content. We might do a solar sea shot, which goes out to our 180,000 subscribers. There's a lot of a different way in order to layer in a campaign. And we would do this typically over a 3, 6, 9, 12 month period for a campaign, because that initial, you know, you can have a video which will do really, really well across our socials. And for our entire campaign, whether that be a month or 6 months, we will continue to share that. We'll continue to put that onto our stories. We will get the best out of it. But just one form isn't going to typically land with every single client or audience that you want. So a layered approach is going to get them much more return on investment.
Totally agree, yeah. I think the same applies across marketing, to be honest. Yeah. I love using the phrase rich tapestry.
Yes.
You know, a good marketing output, a good marketing campaign should be a rich tapestry of things, including podcasting, of course,
yes,
because that's a great marketing tool.
And
I've got so many other questions I wanted to ask, but we have run out of time. So I'll ask you one more, which is, if you could give one piece of advice for a brand that's maybe looking to move into the Manchester market, the greater Manchester market, what would it be?
Well, I'd say that if you want to build a loyal audience, an engaged audience, if you want to grow, and if you want value and return on investment, then go to a business or organization that already has real clout, for want of a better phrase, within that area. Like I mentioned earlier, throwing a Manchester B or a Noel Gallagher quote onto something isn't going to get you social proof, is not going to feel authentic. So come to an expert. And you know, there's also one other thing is that I work really, really well with PR agencies and marketing agencies, which is great, and we partner often with clients. But I would say to a lot of clients, you can just come directly, cut out the middleman. We can do that for you. We can do the entire campaign. We can give you all the expertise, the advice, the production, and you can save on certain costs going directly rather than indirectly.
Final question.
Yeah.
Is Andy Burnham going to make a good Prime Minister?
I think so. I think he's done a lot of things for Greater Manchester. He's actually been somebody who's attended the I Love Manchester Awards on every single occasion and been part of the nomination and nomination process. I should just get in a quick plug. The I Love Manchester Awards, the nominations are open. And we cover not just businesses of Greater Manchester, which is a big part of it, but we also cover the community. I like to think of us as the pride of Greater Manchester Awards, as well as an amazing opportunity for businesses to get their voices heard. But we have things like the Community Hero Award. We have the Worker Bee Award. We have the Emmeline Pankhurst Award, which celebrates, you know, an amazing woman in business doing something incredible. The Alan Turing Award, which I should mention, today is Alan Turing's birthday.
Oh, wow.
It is his
birthday. Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's his birthday today. He was a figure in history in Greater Manchester that means a lot to not just us in Greater Manchester, but to the entire country. I mean, he effectively won a war for us. And that's the talent and people and stories in Greater Manchester that we at I Love Manchester like to get across. So we have an award named after him at the I Love Manchester Awards, which is the Alan Turing Award, for somebody doing something innovative and special. There's a lot of business people here today, a lot of, you know, people doing amazing things. there's opportunities for them to get nominate themselves for that award, but also come tell us your story. Maybe it's something that's worth shouting about and telling the rest of the Greater Manchester about it, and you can become part of our cornerstone content, and we can be sharing your story with our audience for generations to come.
Well said, well said.
Thank you.
I would just say as well, if Andy Burnham listens to this, and I believe he's a regular listener to the Marketing Showcase podcast,
sure he is.
If you could get on with building a bypass between Sheffield and Manchester, that would be great.
Well,
thanks
listen,
for that, Andy.
Any opportunity that we can, Manchester and Sheffield can get them closer together,
yeah.
we welcome
you look
that
on a map, they're so close, it shouldn't be as difficult to get between those two places as it is. Ben, I could chat to you all day long. We've got to draw it to a close. Just finally, if people do want to find out more about what you're working on or about the brand and get involved with I Love Manchester, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can go to ilovemanchester.com, and if you want, I'm going to give you my personal email because we're a personal business.
Okay.
ben@ilovemanchester.com. We can talk about editorial, we can talk about business needs, we can talk about charitable needs, we can talk about you supporting people across Greater Manchester in the community. Whatever it is, come through to me. We as a business will give you the best advice, but also point you in the right direction of whatever it is you need.
Awesome. Thanks for your time. It's been a pleasure to chat to you, Ben.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.